spoken to the guys at the fire hall, some of the guys at the fire hall, and yeah, they're devastated. This is, you know, Darren and in the fall, and now Troy, and I mean, it just hits close to home. And you know, I think in circumstances like this, those that are left behind kind of pick up the pieces. You are left wondering, you know, what did I miss? Could I have done something different? Could I have saved them? You know, could I have, you know, there is that survivor's guilt that is there. And I know it all too well that, you know, you go over your the last time that you interacted with the person. You know, was there signs? Did he say something? Was there something I should have seen? If only, right? If only I would have asked, how are you doing? Or if only I would have, you know, those are things that that when you're left behind to pick up the pieces, you ask those questions over and over again. And sadly for many, those answers never come. It's tough. I can't imagine what his family's going through right now, and I've reached out to them, and in their time, I'm sure that they'll reach out. But you know, I think as a community, we must do everything in our power to make sure that we're holding Troy's family and lifting them up in this time, and making sure that we're sending that message to Troy's family, but to others as well too, that if you're struggling, it's okay to come forward. You're not going to be seen as weak. And if you're struggling, you know, they need to know, we need to reaffirm that the world is a better place because they're in it. And that whatever it is that they're going through, that we can kind of work our ways through it.